Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Friday, and welcome to Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Each week, Brenda brings you interesting guests and timely topics to uplift and motivate you to be all that you can be today and for all your tomorrows. Join Brenda and Alive to Thrive every Friday at noon Central Time, right here on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Brenda Fraser.
Hello. This is Reverend Pat Powers. Hello. Is this live? Hello, hello. This is Reverend Pat. I'm waiting to connect to the show.
Hello. Do we have Jean Walters on the phone?
No, we have Reverend Pat Powers on the phone.
Hey, Reverend Pat, did Jean make it into the program today?
Let me see if I can get her on an add-a-call and make that happen.
All right. Well, welcome to Alive to Thrive. Patrice, we have Reverend Pat Powers filling in for me today. I'm actually down at Main Street at Butterfly and Moon. We actually have a big event starting this weekend in St. Charles, this weekend and next weekend, two weekends in a row. It's called Legends and Lanterns. And it starts tomorrow at 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and it goes Sunday, noon to 5, and next weekend all the stores are open till 8 o'clock. So please come down and visit Butterfly and Moon and shop along Main Street. A lot of the stores are doing specials and doing sampling. We're doing sampling of pumpkin spice tea and pumpkin spice sugar scrubs and Haitian coffee, so you can get a free sample of coffee or some pumpkin spice tea. So, Reverend Pat, were
we
successful? Awesome. Well,
on the line.
Hello, Jean.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, thank you, and sorry for the technical glitches. We're live on Alive to Thrive, and I'm going to bow out and let Reverend Pat take over from here. She's such an awesome radio host, and really appreciate Pat filling in today.
So hopefully
wonderful.
This will keep us all connected right on the line. And
thank you,
and
Pat.
Will continue. You're very welcome. We're going to talk today about a little bit about Jean and the things that are happening in her life. Jean Walters is a metropolitan St. Louis girl that I have known in the metaphysical community for a very, very, very long time. So I'm just checking in with you. Jean, what kind of things do we want to talk about today on Alive to Thrive?
Well, you know what? I think the whole title of Alive to Thrive is perfect because we're here to thrive. And recently I published a couple of books that are right in line with that. One is called Be Outrageous, Do the Impossible. Others have You Can Too. And it's all about discovering your passion and living a life of joy. So I think that pretty much lines up with Alive to Thrive, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And we will be celebrating, actually, the whole purpose for the Alive to Thrive as the name for this radio show on Sunday afternoon at a lovely tea party as we honor the fact that Brenda Fraser survived a car accident. And that
yes.
was the time that she realized she was truly alive for more than just surviving. She was alive
yes.
to Thrive. So I am so glad to have you on the radio today. We are actually going to be together at our church in Belleville, Illinois, at the Radiant Center for Spiritual Living. So just so anybody out there that's listening, I think you sent an email to some of your people, and I tagged in some of my people. So I believe we could be meeting up with some of the Radiance crew at 626 North 38th Street in Belleville, Illinois. That is a Center for Spiritual Living. And, Jean, you and I met at a Center for Spiritual Living because you
many years ago.
Spiritual transformation, and you are doing that to this day. So tell us a little bit more about how people can get in touch with you.
Well, it's pretty easy to get in touch with me. I mean, you can find me on the web, Jean Walters. But my website is spiritualtransformation.com. And I've been around for a long time. I've been basically helping people get clear in their life about what is it they're here to do, what is their direction, what's in the way that keeps them from being able to be as prosperous and alive and excited as we're supposed to be, as we're designed to be. And so I work with people all the time on that, and I also do Akashic readings. That's like a psychic reading type of thing. And, again, it's lined up with the idea of breaking through your blocks and what you can do so that you can be more alive and more thriving. So, and then, of course, I teach classes, and I will be teaching a class at your wonderful center in Belleville. I'm so excited to do that.
Thanksgiving weekend, actually, on Sunday afternoon of Thanksgiving weekend, after you've eaten all the turkey and been with your family as long as you can be around them, we suggest you come to the Belleville area and come to the Center for Spiritual Living for church at 11, and Jean will actually be sharing the message that day and talking with us about spiritual transformation and gratitude. And then we will move out of that, and she'll have a lovely afternoon to present the hero's journey. So tell us a little bit about what they could expect there.
Well, first of all, it is the power of gratitude we'll be talking about that day. And gratitude is an extreme, dynamic power that each one of us has, because we live in a world that is so abundant. And when we raise our energy, when we bring our energy to a high place of gratitude, then we become like magnets for all the good the universe has in store. We have the ability to draw to us the most wonderful people, the most wonderful opportunities and abundance in every kind of way, whether it's health or money or friends or opportunities to express ourselves. So gratitude is a very important and powerful tool, basically,
exactly,
that we use. And we forget. Sometimes we forget. We take a lot of this for granted. And it's kind of time to turn that power back on again, wouldn't you say?
I absolutely would. And I, too, believe that it is one of the many spiritual powers that we can use. And by using it in the positive sense, I love to be grateful before the thing itself is resolved. Because gratitude is actually cause in the big picture of things. So
that's right.
I think we both totally believe in that as a concept. So
right.
Exactly. So
if we start our day with that, it's a really powerful way to start our day. And every day I start out with just thanking the universe for all the blessings that I have. And I just start out with like 5 or 6, just to start with. And I try to make them different every day so that I'm really opening my heart and my soul to all the things that we have available to us. And if everybody did that, they would see massive changes, not only in their own life, but in the world.
Well, I think it also comes from one of the core spiritual beliefs that we share, and that is that what we focus on expands. And when we're focusing on the things we're grateful for, those things begin to expand instead of having us focus on the things we are unhappy with.
And oftentimes we think in terms of, well, I don't like this and I don't like that, I don't like this. And I ask my students and my clients to turn that around and go, if you don't like chaos, what is it that you do like? Do you like peace? And so we have to look at, sometimes that's the best way to get there, Pat, is just to look at what we don't like, if that's your sort of a tendency that people have, and then turn it around. And that means I really like peace and abundance and joy and happiness and health and vitality. And those are the things that we give gratitude to, even if we don't experience them at this very moment, by just being so grateful for them, you know, as possibilities, we begin to become a magnet for those things.
Well, and even the subtitle of your Be Outrageous, Do the Impossible. People have
Others
done it
have.
Before. Right. People have done it before. So do you have any of those impossible stories you could share with us?
Oh, my goodness. There's one story I love so much. And this was a woman. Her name is Irene Sandler. And I think maybe Sandler or Sandler. Anyway, she was in the she was in Poland during the time of the Nazi occupation, and she was a plumber. So she got permission from the German authorities to go into the ghetto where the Jews were and do the plumbing there. So every day she would go to the ghetto to do the plumbing, and while she was there, she'd bring in a big toolbox and a big sack, and then she would leave with a baby in the bottom of the toolbox and a small child in the sack. And then when she approached her truck, the dog that she had was trained to bark very loud at all the German soldiers, so that covered up any whining or crying from the children. She got up. She actually removed 400 children and babies from the ghetto before they caught on. When they did catch her, they beat her without mercy and broke arms and legs. She managed to survive. She kept a bottle or jar under her tree at home with all the names of the children. And at the end of the war, her plan was to try to reunite these children with their parents. But, of course, that wasn't really very possible because most of the parents were dead by that time. But she's a huge hero. And it's so interesting because we never have heard of her. And I did research. I found her through my research. But I think she's just a marvel. She lived to be around 90, and no one, I think of all the people that sort of deserve the Pulitzer Prize, you know, for changing the world, she would have been one of them, but she never really got noticed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and I recently saw a McKinsey College student had done a whole program on taking the word impossible and making it into the word I'm possible.
I love that.
So
that's
she stood
beautiful.
It up and turned the M into an I'm, and if you look at it, it changes the whole power of the word.
Exactly. But we're here to do the impossible. It's only impossible because we believe it's impossible. The truth of the matter is everything's possible. We can be or do or have anything we want. There's another great story, if you're interested, and a fellow named Maynard, and his name, he was a fellow who was born without arms. He didn't have arms from the elbow down, and he didn't have legs from the knee down. And he never let that get in his way. He decided he wanted to wrestle, and so he found a coach in high school that helped him learn to wrestle. He lost most of his matches, and then after about 2 years, he started winning. And he actually became the state champion, wrestling champion, if you can imagine that. In the meantime, he learned to lift weights. So this is a high school kid now, and he lifted over 400 pounds of weight. So he won some sort of an award for that. But his dream was that he wanted to have a CrossFit training facility. So he actually achieved that. And in the meantime, he climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, the highest mountain in the world, on his stumps, you know, with two disabled veterans. And that was powerful. That is powerful. Can you imagine
that's
how
more
powerful
than outrageous.
That is?
That's
so
outrageous.
It's
that's
so amazing.
All on. Exactly.
Yeah. And he never thought of himself really as, he just didn't think of himself as, I have a handicap. He just said, no, there's another way to do it. And I think that's part of the outrageous personality, is realizing there's another way.
Well, I understand you also have another book
Yes.
That is being launched right away at the Gateway to Dreams in November. Is that correct?
That is correct. The Gateway to Dreams is a facility at the Fetcherville Mall, and it's on the lower level by Sears, and it's a business lodge, basically. And on November 6th, I will be there autographing my books, and I will be doing a small workshop there for people. So come. I would love to meet all these people on the air and just introduce myself and share some of my information that I've accrued over the years and show them my books.
And what's the timeline on November 6th? What time will that be happening?
That will be happening. We'll start out at 6:30 and to meet people, meet and greet, have refreshments, talk to people, and share my books. And then I will be doing a short workshop at 7:30 to 8:30, and then I'll be signing more books again after that. The book that you're referring to is called Set Yourself Free, Live the Life You Were Meant to Live. And that was very interesting because in that book, I'm using Jesus as an amazing teacher, but he's a prototype also for each one of us, so that we are following the path, the same exact path that he did. We're going through the same obstacles and challenges that he did, and we can learn to use the simple techniques that he taught. Those are our techniques for us to use so that we can be exalted beings, so that we can live in our light and be a vehicle for love in our world. So that's a very exciting book to me because it's really sort of been channeled as I see it. The bones of the book all came through in like one weekend. So I'm excited to share that.
Well, and it's a beautiful book. Let's talk about a little bit about some of the help you've had along the way. Did you design the cover yourself? Because it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Actually, that's my publisher, Cleona Reed, is my publisher, Reed Publishing. Robert D. Reed Publishers is the name of the publishing company, and she designed it. And actually, she was on a trip to some beautiful tropical place, and she found this gorgeous photo, or she created it. And it was interesting because I sent her an idea. I said, I want something free, like birds flying or something like that. And then our emails crossed, and she had sent me the cover with all these birds and this beautiful sea and this beautiful, beach scene. It's gorgeous. And so we basically were on the same wavelength, and that's kind of what we're talking about, the law of attraction and how.
With a wavelength in the ocean and the bird, a wavelength.
Yeah.
The tagline of that book is also very powerful in the live the life you were meant to live. Tell us a little about that concept.
The concept really is that we are dynamic beings. As you know, we are dynamic beings. And most of the time through our training, we've been taught that, we can't do it, we're not enough, it's not going to work. We were taught to look at blocks and boundaries rather than at our amazing potential and possibility. So this book basically deals with that. We're looking at what we were taught and then how we can reverse all that, how we can let go of those ideas and beliefs. And a belief is just something that we repeat over and over again. So what I'm saying is basically we could change our beliefs anytime we want. So if I decide that I am a dynamic being, I can repeat that again and again until I begin to understand the truth of that statement. So that's some of the things that we're talking about in this book, about how you can begin to change, to release some of those ideas that we grew up with. There's a lot of stories also in that book of people who have done truly amazing things. So that's sort of a signature for me. I've written about those things for all my life, actually. And so this is my opportunity to kind of pour all that into a couple of books that I think can really make a difference in people's lives.
Well, I know that you help people in many ways, and you kind of focus on a few areas, like building up your self-esteem. All of these books that you've written, you have some e-books as well as these new ones, seem to be focused on that same thing. Tell us a little bit about how you help us change the image we have of ourselves.
Okay. First of all, it's really recognize. One of the things I like to do, have people do, is notice when they get anxious or notice when that negative voice comes in, you know, the one, and it comes in, you know, maybe we're afraid of this new venture we're taking on, or, you know, there's oftentimes it comes with newness, and, you know, we kind of get set in a kind of a stale pattern at times. So when we pay attention to that negative voice, we recognize that that's the ego voice that comes in, and it begins to be very destructive. So it keeps us from taking that risk or trying that new venture or just expanding ourselves in some way. The interesting thing about spirit is that it's always expansive. So the spirit is always guiding us toward expanding, being more, being our true dynamic self. And so we can learn to listen to that voice, and that comes more from the center of our being. Or we can listen to that other voice that really is more trained. And so when we make that choice, we are really making a choice to be our true selves, our amazing self that we were born to be. When I was a child, I was only about 9 when I first saw the light. I saw this light within myself, and I was really curious about it because it was me. I knew it was me, and it was very, very joyful.
And yet, it was separate from you? It was a part of you?
It was, yeah, it was like a fluorescent bulb that went from the top of my head all the way down to my feet. And it was beautiful, and it was very happy. And I was curious about it because there would be times when I'd fall down and scrape my knees and oh, you know, that was terrible, and I'd be crying. And then I would check the light to see if it was still happy because I wanted to understand where was that light, how come it was happy all the time. And so it was a little bit confusing because I wanted to be the light. I wanted to be that joyful being, but then the earth experience seemed to get in the way of that. So I sort of made a commitment to myself way back, like, how can I learn to live in that light? How can I be that light all the time? Well, that's been sort of what this journey has been about for me, is to understand how I can be and live and experience that light all the time. And that's basically what I'm trying to do with my work, Bo, is how can we basically step aside from that ego voice and learn to connect with something deeper and more profound within ourselves so that we can really live a life of joy. So that's been my path. That's how it got started when I was about 9 years old.
Well, and then we can make our way to the other things that are important to you, which are things like success. I know that you want to help people in 1,000 ways find what it takes to get that essence of feeling successful, because it is a feeling. It's something that we measure and weigh it on ourselves.
Yes. And it doesn't have really anything to do with how much money you have or how big your house is or if you know the right people. It really has to do with living from the center of our being and feeling that expansion that we are. And everyone has that capacity. We just have to learn how to look from the center of our being, become more the observer in life rather than always measuring ourselves against somebody else's, you know, idea of success. It's not as difficult as it may sound.
Well, it isn't to us because we come from a positive philosophy of living. That's why Alive to Thrive is so easy for you or for me to step into and focus on the things that Brenda has focused on in building her audience. And in the audience that we bring from Radiant Center in Belleville, Illinois, are the audience that comes that follows you, Jean Walters, and spiritualtransformation.com. It doesn't matter, because we all have those same focus. Looking at the best way to achieve our dream is to have passion.
Yes. Passion is very important.
Aiming for a dream that is someone else's dream for us, it gets a little hard to make. I find I've been looking quite a bit at how we try to live up to others' expectations and how we take so seriously in our measure of success and failure the approval of others. Do you have a method to help us step into what Terry Cole Whitaker says, it doesn't matter to me what you think of me?
Yeah,
what
people think of me is none of my business. I love that so much. That is so great. Because our work really is to be our best self. And that kind of overrides everything that anyone else might have as an opinion. The whole idea, think about it this way. If you're really happy, if you're really living your joy and coming from your light, do you really have opinions about other people? Do you really spend time judging anybody? And the bottom line is we don't. So happy people don't do that. So what we want to understand is that we can be that happy person where we're not judging anybody because everybody's got a different path to walk, and we can appreciate that and love that. So by the same token, we have to understand that if somebody is judging us, then they have the problem. We don't. It's their problem that they are judging because they're coming from that small self that I was talking about.
We use words, I believe, like success, and some of us measure it in dollars, and some of us measure in feelings, and some of us measure in number of clients. And at this moment, I'm going to take about a minute and do a commercial because I don't know if it's time for commercial break at 12:30. I think it is, but I don't know how to handle the technology of it. So I am going to pause for just a moment and speak a little bit about Butterfly and Moon and our sponsors, Patrice and Brenda Fraser, that so willingly put this program on once a week called Alive to Thrive to continue to support women and to continue to support spiritual seekers, continue to support entrepreneurs. Their store, Butterfly and Moon, does have Jean Walter's books in it. And Jean went to the store the other day and found this delightful shop that has local art. It is a showcase for artists and jewelry makers and coloring book creators and scents and teas. And it is amazing. Tell us about your experience of going in Butterfly and Moon in Old Town St. Charles on Main Street.
Well, if you go in there, you have to be prepared for magic because they have all kinds of magical things there, meaning they have beautiful stones and stone jewelry, and they have lots of creative clothing and jewelry and books and a little bit of everything. It's just it's one of those stores that you want to take a couple hours and look around because in every little nook and cranny, you're going to see something pretty sparkly and pretty amazing. So I would really encourage people to drop by and just take an hour or two and look around. They're going to find something they fall in love with for sure.
That is so true. So thank you so much. We once again just want to give that shout out to Brenda Fraser and to Patrice Billings, who have created just a real gem on Main Street. So it is on the south side. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head. I think it's 814 or 812.
It is South Main for sure. And it's really clear. It's not hard to find at all.
Keep your eyes peeled for a little sign that says Butterfly and Moon, and I'm sure they'll have something out for the legends that are going on Main Street. It's kind of time to get that Halloween spirit out and go listen to some of the ghost stories that are being told along the streets of Main Street. So that's the commercial. Hopefully that will give us good credit, and we'll be allowed to come back on the program again. Jean, what do you think?
I think so. I think that they have something amazing going on, and we're celebrating it today.
Absolutely. So we move back to talk a little bit more about the things that are going on with Set Yourself Free and Live the Life You Were Meant to Live. Once again, if somebody has joined us late, we want to tell them a little bit about how they can go to Gateway to Dreams on November 6th, which is at 6:30 in the evening. Jean Walters will be signing books. She'll be doing the book launch. Is that on the new one, Set Yourself Free, or is it on both?
It's on both books. I'm excited. It was so synchronistic that they both came out at the exact same time, which I thought was amazing. And I get to do one book launch for everything. But I also, Pat, I don't know if you know this, but I'm doing sort of workshops all around St. Louis right now and some radio shows and just getting out there and letting people know that this is available to them. If they get the Outrageous book, they actually have a question section there that helps them recognize what their passion is. And
so they
how
get to
they
take
can...
a passion test?
They do. They do. And what kinds of things that they've always known that they loved. Every one of us has something inside that's guiding us. And this kind of helps you get in touch with what that is that you've always had. That, and I can just give you a little example. There was a gal that I worked with, and I asked her what she loved doing when she was a kid, and she loved, like, mysteries. And so she always tried to solve the mystery, whether she was reading a book or playing a game, she was solving the mystery. And then in life, as she developed a career path, she got into real estate. And when she looked at real estate from the point of view of solving mysteries, it got very exciting for her. So she was solving the mystery of what these people wanted and where it was located and how she could find it for them and how she could put all the pieces together to make this all work out. And so the point is that she used that spirit that she had as a kid, her curiosity and her desire to understand the mystery, and she put it to play in her work life. And I think that's what we're to do. We're to see what is it that we loved creating when we were children. What is it that spoke to us that was so natural that we jumped out of bed and we just could hardly wait to do it? And then,
you mean like someone like me who might have been told more than one time that you talk too much?
Yeah, exactly.
And that at 2 years old, like you, I'm sure I was doing tap dances for pennies and entertaining the grandparents and the great aunts and uncles. You know, whatever
yeah.
it would take to be at center stage.
There you go. And then told like, Pat, you know, you're just too much. You have to calm down, you know, be more quiet or something like that.
And
fortunately, you didn't listen.
To tell us to be outrageous? Are you real? You're going to be outrageous? So sometimes that is the true message that comes through for me, is that
absolutely.
I'm bigger than I believe people are ready for. And so
yeah.
there's a sense within me that I need to make myself smaller. And
instead,
I need to communicate my magnificence better.
Invite them in. Invite them
make
into
it,
your...
Rather than
yeah.
make it smaller.
Now, some people won't come because being big is scary for them, you know. But others, you'll magnetize others to you that go, oh, my gosh, this is the message I've been waiting to hear my whole life.
Exactly.
So... Yeah.
Well, what we know very well over at Radiant Center at 626 North 38th Street, Belleville, Illinois, which is a center for spiritual living, and there are centers for spiritual living in almost every major city around the country. You can look it up, centersforspiritualliving.org, and when you get there, there's a directory of churches around the country. We are all centers because we are inclusive. We teach a philosophy of oneness, and we do believe that if you change your thinking, you change your life. So we do not ask you to change anything about your spirituality or your core belief system, except to just allow yourself to open your thinking. And as we do that, we find that there is no top. We find that there is a limitless potential.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit for me about the limitless potential.
Yes. Well, I think that it's something that you have to practice every day. I mean, the good news for you is that at some point you decided to drop any belief that these people know what they were talking about, you know, and you decided to really follow that spirit within, which wanted to be out there in the center and speak your words and be outrageous and be dynamic, and that's what you've become. And you are like a symbol for a lot of people. To be that. I mean, when you stand before the group, they all have the benefit of your radiance. So I'm so happy for you, and I think the idea of a radiant center makes sense to me because that's who you are. You're radiant.
I hope everyone on the Board of Trustees over at the Radiant Center at Belleville, Illinois has been listening to this today.
Well, if they don't see it, then we have to understand that they've created their own limitation, you know. And another beautiful spiritual concept that is definitely presented in the book because it was one of the teachings that great master taught us years ago, and that was forgiveness. Forgive them for they know not what they do. I think that is such an amazing principle. But when we look at life and we understand that no one really did anything to us, that our reaction to people is what has hurt us, and because no one actually has the capacity or the ability to hurt us. And so that's a very powerful principle. It takes a little pondering, you know. But
we need to remember there's a part of us that has never been wounded and a part of us, that divine spirit and light that has never been less than.
Right. And that's what we're again, you asked the question about how can we be our expanded self, and that's exactly it. We begin to identify with that part of us that is limitless, that does have absolute capacity to do anything or be anything. So it's about identification. One of the exercises I have my students do is fill in the blanks. I have them write down, I am, fill in the blank, I am, fill in the blank 10 times. And if the listeners want to do that.
Are 10 times the same thing.
Just I am whatever comes to their mind. You know, for you and I, it would be I am spirit, I am limitless, I'm excited,
I'm
dynamic,
outrageous.
I'm brilliant, I'm beautiful. Exactly. And so, but a lot of other people might go, I am limited, and I am poor, and I am a mess, and so forth. And so the way we identify ourselves, the way we look at ourselves, is really determining our experience in life. And so when we begin to step back a little bit from that and become more the observer of our energy and begin to see that we are creating those ideas, we can begin to change little by little. We begin to change that I am a successful person. I am bright. I am capable. And as we begin to adjust our I am, as it were, and begin to see the truth of who we are, our brilliant self, that changes our entire experience. And I know you've seen it. I've seen it a lot with people that little shift makes a huge difference.
We name it in making those I am statements. That's claiming the truth for ourselves. I am is not only a powerful statement, it's a direct declaration that God is and I am.
Yes, yes. And so that's how
I'm saying I am broke, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm angry, I'm lonely.
Yeah.
I'm declaring those things to be my truth.
Exactly.
And so even if we don't believe it yet, what I found happened in my own life is the more I affirmed my good, the more good I began to notice, and the more good I got to experience.
Yes.
And so
what's
focus,
beautiful. Yeah.
Name it, claim it. Believe it
and be it. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And of course, there's lots of research on this too, by the way. I mean, so it's not just you and I. I mean, there's a lot of research on people that use positive affirmation and how much healthier they are and they live brighter lives and so forth. So anybody that wants to can actually, you know, do research on the web and discover the power of affirmation, which is what you're talking about. We're both talking about this knowing that once we sort of disconnect from the ego, we begin to see the truth of who we are and how amazing we truly are as being.
When
I call
have
it,
all that chatter going on in our minds,
yeah,
as people are listening to us and have not been able to do call in with their questions, what I like to think about is that we have chatter that goes on in our minds sometimes, and it is that unhealthy repetition of the chatter that we get to learn to close that conversation within ourselves. Do you have any technique for that?
Well, I hear people tell me though all the time, well, my family did it this way. Well, that's what I was taught when I was a kid. And I always answer them with this, do you want the exact same life that your parents had? Because if you want the exact same life that they had, then just keep going along with their beliefs and what they said and how it was and so forth. But we, at any time, we have the option to learn how to listen to that chatter voice and recognize that it is really full of lies. Every time it tends to limit us, any time it says you're not enough, it's actually lying. But the thing is, it's like a computer program. We took it on. That's the program we have inside of us. But you know, if you have a computer, that you can change the program anytime you want. You can dump a program and you can put a new program in. So what it really amounts to, it we have to learn to reprogram ourselves to see the greatness of who we are. And it's as simple as, I had one client and he had all kinds of health issues. And he started saying to himself when he got up in the morning, I feel good. And he said the most amazing thing happened. Within about 5 minutes, he was feeling good. And he was pretty amazed by that, you know, but it was as simple as I feel good. So that's a great place to start.
Exactly. And as long as we find that first place, and our health is one of the things that sometimes we believe is out of our control. And yet in the work that you do and in the things that happen within the miraculous spiritual realm with prayer, miracles do still occur today over and over and over.
Well, and the Course in Miracles says that miracles are the norm. So if everybody has miracles in their lives, it's the norm. And so we have to ask for the miracles, ask for a miracle, you know, and then see what happens, because miracles are the norm. We see it all the time. I've seen it with one shift of my mind, you know, one idea that shifted in my mind, and I was completely well from a cold that I could hardly breathe from. So I've done that many times where I looked at the experience and said, what is going on here? How have I deviated from love? How have I allowed myself to believe something that is incorrect? And as I ask that question, I receive a different understanding. And by letting go of the old, I have completely allowed my body to assume a healthy state. And I know that's not just me. I know other people have done the same thing. The book is filled with people who have done amazing things. And we're told, you know, this guy who's a wrestling champion, and he doesn't have all the arms and legs. And how crazy is that, that he decided, I'm not limited, and I'm not going to live that limited life. So
exactly.
These are amazing examples of people, and I have everyday people that I know. I've changed everybody's name around, but I've got their stories in my book.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent?
Exactly.
Well, we're so happy about that. We would not want anybody to have to be recognized, especially because it also affirms that there was that problem for them that they were able to overcome. So we don't want to tell anybody tales at all.
I just didn't want to. You know, if they want to pronounce themselves, I'm behind them 100%. But it's up to them to do that, you know.
Exactly.
So go ahead.
So you do private sessions with people. That's one of the ways, and you meet at your office in Westport.
Yes. I've been doing that for many, many years. Right.
And you teach classes. Now, do you teach classes normally at your Westport location?
I teach classes through the community college. I've got a full schedule. I've got some meditation classes coming up, and I've got another class called Discover Your Passion. I've got a couple of those. I've got some classes on intuition building, developing your intuition, and another one on listening beyond the words. That one's very powerful because that one helps you understand that what people are talking about is themselves, that it actually doesn't have anything to do with you. So even if somebody says, I don't like you and I think you're disgusting or something, they really are just venting their own anger and upset about life. that it actually doesn't have anything to do with you. They're just choosing to project that onto you. And as you get strong in that understanding, my goodness, that changes your whole life. Are you there?
Yes. Well,
okay.
I was just thinking about the idea of listening beyond words is such a, once again, it's such a wordplay. And it ties right in with what you think of me is none of my business.
Exactly.
Because from us to have a relationship with another person, we meet them heart to heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they're coming with a wounded heart and we can see that, we can meet them with our healer heart.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I love what you just said. That's perfect. But the other thing is that people are speaking. Many people listen to words that people are saying, and that's not where the message is. The message is in their emotion, in their tone. And if we learn to listen differently and listen to that, we understand more where the other person's coming from, and we can determine whether any of that has anything to do with us. And
well,
most of the time,
when it doesn't have to do with us, we get to own our accountability and responsibility.
Sure, sure. And we're always changing. We always have the capacity to change. I mean, my intent and your intent, we've never had an intention to hurt anybody, ever. I can honestly say that, and I know you can too. But, you know, so we have to own that, you know, if somebody is hurt or decided to feel badly about anything we've done or said, you know, we can certainly look at how we may have come across. But at the same time, we have to also honor the fact that never in our life have we intended to set out to hurt anybody. So I think we can get clean and clear with all that and recognize that people have baggage. They have wounds. And so we can understand them because they have a wound, and we can maybe encourage their healing, but we can't make it happen for them.
Exactly. We can lead a horse to water. As I said, when I first discovered that there was counseling and spiritual work to do for me, I was afraid I wouldn't have the right answer for someone else. And my teacher, Reverend Clancy Blakemore, said, "You never have the answer for someone else, but your job is to ask questions that let them discover their own answer." So I think you come from that same school of thought, that I don't have your answer, but I have an opportunity to ask you some questions so you can discover your own answer.
I think that's beautiful, and I also think that just living in your own space of truth and openness and clarity helps.
Well, it sets you free. It brings you back to Set Yourself Free, the title of the new book by Jean Walter.
Yeah. Thank you, girl. Thank you, girl.
I'm trying to pull it up as many times as I can, Jean.
It's wonderful.
A great little place on words. So the community college idea to me is something that takes our metaphysical connection that we have through our own spiritual seeking, which has brought you and I together, and it expands that thinking into the traditional community.
Yeah.
So how are you received out there in the traditional community?
Well, you know, I learned many, many years ago that if you can teach anything, you can teach spirituality as long as you call it something else. and so what I do is that. I mean, I just use the words that they can understand. I use the words that help the people in my class to understand, you know, that there is a center within them that they can explore through meditation, for instance, or there's a center within them that they will give their answers to them through intuition, you know. And so I teach from that point of view. The other thing I've learned is that you teach to their spirit. You teach to that part of them that is already exalted. You don't teach to the ego. You know, and so that's made me a different kind of a teacher than a lot of people, because I'm not really concerned about what they think about me. I'm really only concerned about what I give to them. So that makes a big difference. But, yes, the books are Set Yourself Free, Live the Life You Were Meant to Live. And I'm excited about that, because I want to help people live the life they were meant to live if I possibly can. And the other one is Be Outrageous, Do the Impossible, the others have, and you can too. And I know that that's truth, that we all have within us an outrageous spirit that is just glorious and will guide us into this amazing life that we were designed to have. So we're on the same page, my dear.
Yes, we are, and that's why we work together and we are able to do things like have these conversations and interview-style communication today on Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser, normally here at the helm. And today she has me, Reverend Pat Tower, from the Radiant Center for Spiritual Living in Belleville, Illinois, standing in. And we have been talking this morning with Jean Walters, whose office is located in the Westport area in Maryland Heights, Missouri. And her office phone number is 314-991-8439. If any of you would like to contact her and make an appointment, she does personal sessions, which she calls a personal growth consult. She does spiritual transformation work. She does opening of Akashic records and looking at past life experiences. She does dream analysis. She does workshops and classes all around. If you're looking for someone to come in to your Rotary Club, to your women's group, to your networking circle, to your Chamber of Commerce, and talk to you about some of the interesting things that could transform their lives, Jean Walters is one of those people. We can contact her once again on her cell phone, on her office number, 314-991-8439, or through spiritualtransformation.com, which is the way you can find all the classes, all the workshops, all the sessions that are going on that will help us in the greater experience of things. So,
and I'm excited.
Like that?
I just am excited to visit you at the Radiant Center and meet all these wonderful people. I've sort of been in contact with some of them to set up the program over there, and I'm excited to be there and share some knowledge and wisdom and on the power of gratitude, and that would be the November 27th, right after Thanksgiving, and to do a great workshop for you guys, and it's going to be on your hero's journey and helping people recognize how they have been designed to be a hero in this life.
Well, we love the idea, and the hero's journey goes a long way back to Joseph Campbell, and we believe that almost every real yarn or tale has the same elements of our own spiritual journey. So
yes.
I love that. I'm looking forward to that on November 27th in the afternoon. And once again, my name is Reverend Pat Powers, and I have been happy to host you today and to be present. If you were looking for someone to perform your wedding ceremony, no matter who you love, you can certainly call me. My number is 636-775-5000, and I, too, am in the metropolitan St. Louis area. The Belleville Church is located once again at 626 North 38th, and that's in Belleville, Illinois. So once again, it has been my pleasure and joy to host the program today. I believe we have just a few minutes left. Is there anything last minute that you would like to say, Jean?
I'm just grateful to have the opportunity to be here with you, Pat, and I know that it's really fun to work with people that have a similar understanding of life, and it's just been a real joy for me, and I thank you so much for thinking about me and inviting me in today.
Well, I look forward to seeing you before we get to the November program at my church, which is at the end of the month. I'm looking forward to seeing you November 6th out at the Gateway to Dreams, which is on the lower level of the Chesterfield Mall. And if any of the listeners have not been to that particular business lodge, it is an absolute delight. So thank you so much on behalf of Brenda Fraser and Alive to Thrive, on behalf of Patrice Billings and Butterfly and Moon in South Maine, St. Charles, on behalf of Belleville and the Radiant Center for Spiritual Living, we simply say thank you. And as I would say at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, good afternoon.
Thank you.
Well, they tell me I still have 60 seconds. I thought
I
was on
the
final count.
Let me remind people to come to the book signing at the Gateway to Dreams. We've told them where it is at the lower level of Chesterfield Mall near the Sears End, and it's the Gateway to Dreams is a business lodge. And on the 16th, come and join us and meet us and let us share with you these wonderful books and also just to make new friends. come be our friend.
There are many people through the Gateway to Dreams organization that deserve to be recognized, and that is that this is a co-working, collaborating community of entrepreneurs. And that in and of itself is an incubator that needs. So it's 10-second mark, we're going to believe it this time and know that as we go through our life, all that we ask is that remain open to the idea that if you simply change your mind, you can change your life. Stay alive to thrive. Thanks, Jean.
Oh, that's beautiful, Pat. Thank you.
Bye.
I'll see you later, okay?
Bye-bye.